V'had b'shem shem d'loy l'kayma d'loy l'kayma as kara amilsa d'le'el l'mechzik mutz l'vatala. Because then it sounds like you're saying Baruch Haba independently. You're not saying in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Baruch Haba, blessed is the one who comes. Whoever that is. And then when you pause and you take a breath, the Yinoshem, you breathe between the word B'Shem Hashem, it sounds like you're just saying B'Shem Hashem out of nowhere without any connection or anything before. And that being might say Shem Shemaim Levatala. So what then you should say it in one breath. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Do not pause between these two expressions. So it should be obvious that when you say the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's you're blessing the one that's Ba, Hashem that is Ba. You're saying the Baruch Hashem. But it's, wait, I'm confused now. I'm a little bit confused over here. Wait a minute. I thought I understood this. Give me 1 second. Go to the first over here. Daf Mem Beis Mem Ches Amid Beis. Let me see what says over here very clearly in the Misifta. In the Misifta, it says Mem Ches. Wait, what daf are we up to? I'm confused again. Mem Ches
Lamid
Ches. Lamid Ches. Lamid Ches Amid Beis. Here we go. I got it. So a little confused what it says. The Rashi just says Misha ain acher makri yosu lolema b'baruch haba v'yinoshen. There's no zayin. What's the zayin on the side of the Gemara over here? V'yinshen. Okay, v'yinshen. Bein ta'ayim v'hadim v'shem v'shem. D'loi kaima askar b'amilsa d'le'el mechsei kimoitzi levatola. You're separating the two. Now, a little more elaboration upon this is what it says over here. It says here in the farish, don't say baruch b'yafsik v'hadim, because then it should even say nirek b'divar v'shaz. Koras Hashem Hashem ain shaykh l'bimu baruch haba. Doesn't say anything more than we just said. Let me see what the notes. You test. No. Chaf. Avol acha shakari lefunav in chayshem. Chaf. What's chaf? Chaf is very kimoyt shem shem levatala. Avol kisha acher. And then he goes on to discuss what someone else says. Okay, fine. Let's lead with that. Okay. Now the baruch haba. So baruch. So who's the what's the pasuk on the pasuk? What is the pasuk shot in the pasuk? Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, Beirach nuchem b'beis. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. So what does that mean? How do you translate this little words in the pasuk? I don't know. I say this all every halal.
Baruch haba means welcome, no?
Yeah, is that what it means? What it means? Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. You're blessing the word b'shem Hashem. Who is the baruch going on? I think it's going on the individual, and the individual should be blessed. B'shem Hashem, and this individual is the one that is Ba. In many, many times in Sukkim, in Tehillim and Nach, especially in the Macharonim, it's never meant to be. The words are it's a code. It's a code. You have to rearrange the word to translate it into English, because we are used to linear sentence structure. One each word, the interpretation, one word follows from the other. But Lashon Kodesh is not like that. Lashon Kodesh, you have an expression, you have 5 words, and you have to rearrange the words in a different order to explain what it means. So here when it says Baruch, and that's the beginning of the Pasuk, when it says B'Shem Hashem, that's what is going on. Blessed is the person in the name of Hashem, Haba, who is arriving. You see, you have to rearrange the sentence structure. Baruch B'Shem Hashem Haba. That's how we in English translate these words, because we are only used to writing sentences in English. We're brainwashed, and we think the only way you can write a sentence is to write it as to be linear sentence structure. Each word must naturally follow from the next word, but that is very not true in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, every pasuk, every expression is an expression which has to be rearranged. The words, when you try to translate it in your mind in linear fashion, has to be rearranged. And it's done by this by design.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. That's why it's very hard to learn Nach. It's very difficult. And that's why, but the richness of doing so, the beauty of this, that allows the pasuk to be understood in many different ways. Being that it's an expression, there are many different ways to understand the pasuk. And very often you have different orders. In the Farshim, we show him to understand what the pasuk means. So in this pasuk, the Gemara seems to be saying, if you want to translate the pasuk literally, it would have to be Baruch B'Shem Hashem Haba. Blessed is the one, blessed is this person in the name of Hashem, the one that arrives. Now that's all very fine and good if you say all those four words in one shot. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem.
But then you would say it in English.
Who said? What do you mean? How would you say it in English? How would you say it in English? Blessed is the one who comes.
The one who arrives. Blessed in the name of Hashem is the one who arrives.
Oh, so you just listen what you just said. What did you just say? Blessed in the name of Hashem is the one who comes.
No, the one who comes should be blessed in the name of Hashem.
The one who comes should be blessed in the name of Hashem. So you just said the words in another order. The one who comes, haba, should be blessed, baruch, in the name of Hashem. So you went to the second word, then you went to the first word. Baruch b'shem Hashem haba, or whatever the order. You without thinking, you said, gave me two sentences where you did not put the words in the order that's in the pasuk. The second example was the one that comes should be blessed in the name of Hashem. So you went to word number two, word number one, word number three, four. You went out of order. So that comes out that word number three and four is only read. The one that comes should be blessed in the name of Hashem. Okay, so in your case, it's not so bad, but the problem is that you don't have B'Shem Hashem, since you're anyway switching the words around, and if you don't have B'Shem Hashem coming together, you're ruining the sentence. Therefore, you have to say it in one shot, in one breath, B'Neshim Achas. It's like the Aseres B'nei Haman. That's Taket Pshat. It's not a joke. The Aseres B'nei Haman, you want them to be wiped out in one shot. When you want to give a person the bracha, Kal V'Chomer. Madach, when you want to go curse someone, you curse that seris, and you curse them in one shot, in one breath. When you want to give a bracha, al achas kam v'kam, you want to get, you should be in one breath. So here, you know, you mamash, you've uncovered a vart. I bet you even truly didn't say this vart. I bet you that. Yeah, go ask him. I bet you even he didn't say this vart. And either did Stefanski. Someone was telling me on Shabbos, the whole Shabbos talking about Stefanski.
Mamash. That has nothing to do with the daf right now. Let's go by the
jealousy was going off the roof. Two together. Toiv shnayim minu echad. Right. So baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Rav Sholem, hear the vart over here that we cannot separate. But here the drush, the aseres b'nei Haman have to be said in one neshima achas. Rashi here says when it comes to a bracha, baruch haba b'shem Hashem, it also has to be said b'neshima achas. Rashi says there cannot be a break. She'ein achamakar also lo lema baruch haba v'yinoshem, and take a breath, and then say bein tayim. It has to be a brocha, has to be b'neshima achas. How do you know this? Kal v'chomer from the aseres b'nei Haman. When you curse them, you say it b'neshima achas. Okay, so next Purim, remember this stuff, the sukkah damalam ches on the base. On Purim, we'll come back and discuss this idea. Vaita. So the more over here says, now, in the parentheses, we have a whole different gear, so which in the parentheses you'll normally take out, but it's very curious, we're still in the parentheses. Rashal moichig ze, ayin shabim mashal the ayin maharam uvidik duke soifrim, ois veis, amal rav safra, moishe, shapik amrit, moishe, gut gesagt. What do you call the Moshe? The Godel Hadar is called Moshe. The Godel Hadar is a neat sight of Moshe Rabbeinu. Elo hasam v'hocha suke milsehi v'leslan ba. I don't know what that refers to. Let's forget. Rashi the attacker says, Moshe, Godel Hadar. Okay, Moshe is the term you say someone is the Godel Hadar. What does the Ois Gimel say? Ois Gimel says, Kibbutz Shabbos, Perish Kolem Rabbeinu B'doiroi, Kim Moshe B'doiroi. Rabbeinu is b'dayroi, k'moyshe b'dayroi. This that we had in last week's parsha. Rashi said this twice. Last week's parsha, that was last Shabbos of Shariyeh Bayomim Mohem. It says that pasuk both by the Ir Nidachas, by the Zokin Mamre, and by Edim Zaymimim. It is exactly the same words. Why does the Torah have to tell you the lesson twice? So the answer is by the Edim Zaymimim, Rashi this says Kovod, and by the Zokin Mamre it says Yira. The Mordi Gazach, same exact pasuk twice. Ba'asher yihyeh ba'yomim mohem, by the Zokin Mamre and by Edim Zaymimim, you go to the Bezin Asher ba'yomim mohem, and Rashi on both says you have to give cover to whoever is b'yomecha. And the second time Rashi says yiftach b'dor k'shmul b'dor, and there is to give covered. But by the Zokin Mamre, it says it doesn't say the word covered. It refers to having year of what they say. So there are two dinim in the Gadol Hadar. You have to give Gadol, you have to give Yira for the Gadol Hadar, you have to give cover to the Gadol Hadar. Hear this word?
Yeah.
Weiter. Okay, so Moshe, Shapik, Amr, does this make any sense? El Lahasim, Vahacha, Asuke Milsehi, Vales Lanba. So in other words, according to this gears, he disagrees. According to this in the parentheses, which we deleted, basically is coming to challenge the question. It's not a kasha. You can take a breath. You can take a breath between saying Baruch Haba and saying B'Shem Hashem. You can take a breath. Why can you take a breath? Because I guess, because the Gemara says, it's Asuke Milsehi, Vales Lanba. It's not a problem. Everyone knows. Just because you took a breath in the middle, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone knows that when you say B'Shem Hashem, you're not being Moitzi Shem Shamayim Levatole. Everyone knows that B'Shem Hashem is a Hemshuch of saying Baruch Haba, even though you took a breath in between. Now this is the second opinion of the Gemara, which according to our Girsa, according to what it says over here, it's been erased, deleted with parentheses. But Rashi doesn't seem to put the delete this, because Rashi says a perish on this, so Rashi seems to indeed have this Girsa in the Gemara. Okay, you go with that? Okay, Vaita, the Omar. I want to tell you something and I forgot. Maybe it'll come back to me. I want to tell you something important and I forgot. I don't remember. Now we go to Yehi Shmei Rabba. Loi Le Me'inish Yehi Shmei Rabba V'Hodar Mevorach. Do not pause. You have to say the one Shema, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach. Because if you're going to pause, it sounds like that the Baracha is just saying you're praising someone else. You're praising the sponsor. Yehi Shmei Rabba, may Hashem's Mivorach. Maybe blessed. Now maybe Ella Yehi Shmei Rabba Mivorach Bahadi Bahadadi. Omle of Safra. Oh, attack. Here's the Girsa. Moshe. Oh, so attack is Girsa, but you only have to wait until you learn the second piece of Gemara. Moshe. Shapik Amrit. Are you saying correct? What's so terrible? Ella Hocha Vahasam, both by Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem and by Yehi Shmei Rabba. Asuke milsi who v'les lanba, and there's no problem. Now let me tell you the pshat.
What does that mean?
That you can pause. There's no harm done if you take a breath. There is no harm done if you take a breath in between Yehi Shmei Rabba and the word Mivarach. It's obvious that the word Mivarach.
What's Yehi Shmei Rabba mean?
Oh, so I want to explain to you, that's the chilik between two opinions. That's the chilik. There are two very popular ways to translate the word Yehi Shmei Rabba Mivarach. There are two ways, and the two ways is an afkamina between Rav Safra and Rava. That's me afkamina. That this mamash machlokes. Either the translation is may Yehi Shmei Rabba, comma, may Hashem's his great name, may it be blessed, Mivorach. May it be Shmei Rabba, Hashem's great name. Mivarach, may it be blessed.
Right.
Or Yehi Shmei, may his name be Rabba.
Rabba
Mivarach. Right, you put the comma before Yehi Shmei, Rabba Mivarach. Exalted.
Mivarach?
May his name be. So what it means then is Yehi Shmei. No. What it means is expanded. Yehi Shmei, comma, Rabba. Forget about Mavarach for now. Yehi Shmei, Rabba. What does that mean? Hashem's name now is Yudke. Kiyod, Milchama, Yod Al Kes Ka, Milchama La Hashem Ba'amolek. What does Rashi there on that passage say? Some Purim? Yehi, that's why you see the Shema Achas. It goes together with the Shema Achas. Yehi Shmei, what is it? Kiyod Al Kes Ka. Rashi says that now, today, Hashem's name is Hef. It's Yud Kei, Ka, Ki Beka Tzur Olamim. La'as Lavoi, Hashem's name will be complete. It'll be Yud Kei, Vav Kei. Why is it incomplete now? Because as long as a Molech is in this world, who diminishes the greatness of Hashem, Hashem's name is diminished.
So, there's a Molech.
A Molech is all over the place. Wherever you go, there's a Molech. Wherever you go, there's a Molech. You want me to point out some people to you? All over the place, these are Molech. Yehei Shmei. So the tefillah is, may Hashem's name be expanded. Mivarach is not an adjective. It's not defining Hashem's name. Adrav, the word Mivarach is defining Hashem's name. Yehei Shmei Mivarach Rabba. another example of where we have to rearrange the words of the expression. In English, we would say, Yehei Shmei Mivorach, may Hashem's name, that is great, may it be Rabba, may it be expanded. Look in the article and the Sfarim that talk about what it means Yehei Shmei Rabba. Right now, Hashem's name is only Yud Kei. Ki Yod Al Keis Ko. Milchama Hashem Bamolek. The goal is to wipe out Amolek so that Hashem's name can go from being Ko to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem now is only Keis. The Aleph is missing. It's Choser. Las Lavai, Hashem's name will be expanded. The Keis will be Kisei. The missing letters are Vav Kei and Aleph, which spell the word Hu. Hashem Hu. Who Elohim? Hashem Hu. What's the word Hu? Those are the missing letters. Hashem, the case is only case, not kisei. It's missing an aleph. And case. It says in the pasuk case. Chof samach. You're missing the aleph. Where is the aleph? It should say kiyod al kisei ko. Where is the aleph? The aleph is missing. It only says case. It should say kisei. The aleph is missing. And yud kei, it's ki yod al kais. It should be yud kei vav kei. So
what's yod?
Yod means a hand. It means amolek. Amolek, ki yod al kais, ki yod ashur. Hashem is like a shvua. Hashem is making a shvua. It's Hashem's hand. Hashem has his hand on his throne as an expression of. I take an oath. When you take a shavua, you're supposed to hold a davar shebekedusha in your hands. Like Hashem told Avraham Avinu to hold on to the bris milah. Hold on to the bris milah. When you take a shavua in the mikra, you're supposed to hold on to a sefer Torah. You're supposed to hold on to a sefer Torah when you take a shavua. That's why they say we do hakafis. When you're doing hakafis, you're taking a sefer Torah in your hands and you're taking a shavua, so to speak, that for the next year you're going to be a good Jew, you're going to be a good person. When you make a hakaf, hakaf is a very holy thing. It's like a mamash nekitas chavetz biyodo. When you say on Hashem Moshiach, Hashem Aslichanah, it's begeder a shvuah. It's a shvuah. And that's why on Yom Kippur, you matter neder, you matter the shvuah that you take on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, you make a shvuah. And when it comes Yom Kippur, kol nidrei. Because you failed. Because a whole year later, you took a shvuah, and when you take a hakaf, you make a shvuah. And then a whole year goes by, and you realize you were unfaithful to the shvuah that you took on Simchas Torah. So now, on Yom Kippur night, the Beis Din is matir the shvuah that you took on Simchas Torah. That's why
you
have.
You should do it a lot earlier.
What?
You should do the too much hefsek.
Why is it hefsek? You do it on Simchas. You do it on the night of Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre. You ever go to shul? You have a gaber b'shul limin. Every so often I heard b'shul limin. He calls out. Is there Bal Kore? Balkri, is there a Balkri here in the shul? Sometimes I heard him scream out, is there a Kohen? Kohen, anyone? Kohen? I heard him sometimes scream out, is there a Levi? Levi here? I never heard him scream out, is there a Yisrael? Because he's a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael. His name is Yisrael. But it also, come Yom Kippur, it says in the Kol Nidre.
Are you talking about for Simchas Torah?
No, every Shabbos Mincha. You don't come Shabbos Mincha.
Oh,
Eis Ratzon. You don't come to the Eis Ratzon, the Eis Ratzon, the Eis Ratzon. You don't come over here. And the Sholim is the Gabbai. He calls that, is there a Kohen? Is there a Levi? Is there a Balkriya? Now, what about a Kol Nidre at night? It says in the Nusach, Anu Matidin Lehispalel Im Hu Avaryonim.
Whoa.
So, do they ever call out? I never saw this in Shul. Rabbi Sai, is there an Avaryon here? Avaryon here? We can't proceed until there's an Avaryon. Yeah? Vaita. So over here we are over here. So here's the Vart. This is the Vart. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. There are two ways to translate these words. The two translations is the Nafkamina between Rava and Rav Safra. If you translate the words Yehei, may it be Shmei Rabba. If the word Rabba is a modifier, it is an adjective, and then when it says Mivarach, may it be blessed, then if you're Mafsik, you're in a lot of trouble. It doesn't make it because you're being Yehei Shmei Rabba, new and what? A statement of fact? What's going on over here? Then you say Mivarach, it's too late, you paused. But if you learn Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mivarach, and the way you translate these words together is, may Hashem's name that is Mivarach, may it be Rabba, may it expand, may it go from Yud-Kei to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So it's one complete expression. There's no room, it doesn't make any sense when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba. When you say Mivarach, it's left hanging somewhere. You know, you can say it both ways. I'm not sure which the better way to say it. But the fundamental difference between the two Mahalchim is, are you going to translate the words linear, or are you going to translate the words b'serugin, to kfitza? If you're going to, so that'll be the nafkamina between the two opinions of Rav and Rav Safra. Rav says you should not pause. If you pause, you're ruining it. Let's work with the other way around. Because if you go, because let's work with the second translation, Yehei Shmei, Yehei Mivarach, Hashem's name that is blessed, may it be Rabba. So you have to translate the words backwards. It's an expression which demands that you translate the words backwards. If you're going to do that, you can't pause in the middle. You ruin the whole thing. You have to say it as one expression. But if you learn that the translation is Yehei Shmei Rabba, may his great name, Kama Mivarach, may it be blessed, may it be exalted, then what's the big deal if you pause? It's not a problem to pause. Yehei Shmei Rabba, may Hashem's name that is great, may it be Mivarach, may it be blessed. So then it's not a problem if you pause in the middle, because you're going in order. But if you learn that the way you translate the words Yehei Shmei Mivarach, and you don't translate Mivarach as an active verb, when you should do, it's a statement of fact. Hashem's name that is Mivarach, may it be Rabba, may it expand in scope from Yud-Kei to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, then you can't pause in the middle because you need to say it in one complete expression. This is the machlokes between Rava and Rav Safra. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, weiter. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, you hear what I said?
Absolutely every word.
Valdik.
Okay, weiter. Now we go right in the Gemara. Now the place for the minig is to be koyfel. Now this way it goes back to learning the Mishnah. We say halal today, mamish, completely the opposite way than they did in time of the Mishnah. Time of the Mishnah, every single pasuk in halal was repeated twice. They repeated every pasuk twice. Then when they got up to where we repeat the pasuk, where do we start repeating pasukim? So there, our meaning is to repeat. In the time of the Gemara, they were different minhagim. In some places, the meaning was to repeat those psukim, and in some places, the meaning was not to repeat those psukim. But the first psukim, in the beginning of the halal, the whole halal, for a very long time, every pasuk they repeated. Only when they got to the very, very end, Oyduch Hashem ki ani sani, they got tired, and some places they said, Gnuk shoin, you don't have to repeat anymore. We do just the opposite. We don't repeat anything. And the first time we begin to repeat is when we get to Oyduch Hashem Ki Ani Sani. Why? Why do we repeat? Because the Chazon, and they want to have a nice song, and they need to repeat words. So it's much more convenient to start repeating it, because the Chazon, they don't need those in the hall. Rebbe Kofel about Dvarim. Rebbe, when he said hal, he repeated everything to the very, very end. Rebbe Eliezer ben Parta Moisef about Dvarim. What do you mean if he was Moisef? My Moisef, Omar Abaya. Moisef lichbol me oidcha ulamata. Let's read the Rashi. Clarity. Koifel ba dvarim me ono a. From me ono ve'elech. Ono Hashem Hashir, ono Hashem Hashir, ono. Ono Hashem Hashir, ono. So therefore, no, there are a few more psukim. You say, wait. So koifel ba means only from that point and on. The very end of Hallel. Right, the last few psukim in halal, everyone repeats, that's called koifel ba. Moisif means he went even further back. He started repeating from Oyduch Hashem Keni Sani. So what do we do? We do moisif. Koifel means you only repeat the last psukim. I'm going to sit up. Do you know halal by heart? How many times do you say halal? Have you said halal lately?
In your lifetime?
How many times do you say halal? How many days of the year are we going to say halal? 18 days, right? 18 days we're going to say halal. 8 days of Hanukkah. 8 days of Hanukkah. First 2 days of Sukkot. I mean, of Pesach. 2 days of Shavuos. And 8 days of Pesach. I don't know how to eat. What is it up to? 8 days A plus eight is 16. That's Hanukkah and Hanukkah. Hanukkah is 8. Sukkot is 8 or 9. 9 days, right? So 17. We're up to 17. Shavuos is 2. 17, 18, 19. And Pesach, 20, 21. We say
yeah,
Atzmaut. Is it Atzmaut? Atzmaut? I always forget. So we do it 21 days. In Chutz La'aretz, we say 21 days. You know why we do 21 days halal? You know what's the reason? Because we have 21 days of Avelos. Zeh l'umah zeh, the 3 weeks. The Bein HaMetzarim. Oiducha Hashem. You know,
what about the half halal?
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That's only half. That doesn't count. That's not called Gemara Halal. It's only a minute. This is a minute. It doesn't count half halal. And in Eretz Yisrael, they said 18 days. 8 days of Hanukkah. Eight days of Sukkot. That's 16. 1 day Shavuos and 1 day Pesach. 18 days. Chai. Oyro Vinu Chai. 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, you say Halal Sholem. And in Chutz La'aretz, you say 21 days. Okay, good. So what's the end? What is the end of Halal? The end of Halal? Let me turn to the page. Maybe you could announce the page like they do in Israel. What page are we up to? Seder Halal. Baruch haba. Oh, that's our pasuk here. Mamish. On koyfel ba dvarim from Ona Hashem Moshi and Ona Hashem Aslichana. And Baruch haba. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, b'rach lechem b'beis Hashem. Baruch haba, so that's called koifel. Koifel means you only begin to repeat from Ona Hashem. And what does it mean, moisif? Moisif means you go back to the previous mizmor, and you start from Oiduch Hashem ki ani tzad, and you repeat the psukim from there going on. Okay? Why do you shake only for Ona Hashem enough, Ona Hashem Moshir, Ona Hashem Atzlichana? How can you only shake for Ona Hashem Moshir? What's the pshat, Shlomi?
Hatzlacha, you stay in your place.
Exactly. Yeshua, you got him, Shana Mazel. Bochim, Bochim. Yeah, some do both. Right. Halacha l'maisa, we only shake on Hashem Moshina, but the word is the Bach came to, I think, Rav Hudna, was it? And he said, I want to go to a new yeshiva. Why do you want to go to a new yeshiva? Are you learning? I'm learning here very good, but I think I can learn there better. So he told him, on Hashem, if you're not learning at all, then you shake, then you go somewhere. But if you're learning good, and you think you can learn better for Hatzlacha, you don't go anywhere else. You don't shake for on Hashem Hatzlichana. As long as you're good here, you're good. It's a big yisod in life. People, they want to go jump, they want to go to move to new communities, they want to go to different shuls. Why do you want to go? What is there, everything good over here? If it's good over here, it's good. You can be better somewhere else. You don't shake for Hatzlacha. You shake for salvation. And what's the other word? This word with the Sasemes. Sasemes says that this year, when you say Ona Hashem, whatever you want, you're going to get. Whatever you want, you're going to get. It's a famous art. So the Hasidim, they call kavana like they never had before when it came to Ona Hashem, or Shiona. And the whole year went by and nothing happened, nothing doing. There was nothing, no Hatzlacha. So they came back to the Rebbe. Rebbe, what happened? You told us that we're going to say Ona Hashem, we're going to have everyone. He says, what do you do? We said Ona Hashem, or Shiona. He says, no. I said, Ona Hashem, ki ani avdecha. You said the wrong Ona. It's a famous, famous art. Okay, let's go weiter. Malkam shnagus sotot sotot rabbi tani rabbi koyel basavam rabbi yolas ben ravata amayis basavam. My maisim, rabbi maisim, lichol mi'id ma'ilchol v'lamata. Levarach levarach. Do you make a bracha acharoin on halal? Like birchas amazim. Food. You make a bracha yishoina and a bracha acharoin. Do you make a bracha acharoin on halal? So what would you say, Shlomi? What's a svara? What's a svara to say a bracha acharoin on halal? It's very pashut. What's the machloikis? Should you make a shnami? It's very pashut. What is your emotion of saying halal? Is the halal? Do you enjoy the halal, or is the halal completely devoted to Hashem? If it's completely devoted to Hashem, the halal, the emotion is channeled only to Hashem, then it's like brachas hamitzvahs. You don't make a bracha acharoin on brachas hamitzvahs. But if halal is the reliving of the experience, and you feel the hana, then it's like eating food. A Birchas Hanenin, and the rule, the template of the Birchas Hanenin is to say a Baruch Acharoina. In other words, like Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv Adam Lirois, the Rambam, Laharois Esatzma, Lirois Esatz, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzo Mitzrayim. So you're saying Hallel, you're not just saying Hallel, what happened to the Zayde. You're saying Hallel, what happened to you. If you're saying Hallel, what happened to you, it's your Simcha. If it's your Simcha, it's like you had food. If you had food, it's like a Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, you have to make a Birchas Acharoina. But if you're saying the Hallel, listen, this is old news. This, something happened to my Zayde. Because it happened to him, I have an obligation to reflect what happened to him. But it has nothing to do with me. Then it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. A Birchas HaMitzvahs, then there's no need to say a Birchas Acharoina. You hear the word?
Yeah.
Okay. Omar Levrach Omar by Lush and Alachorov. Only Shmach legs they make a brach acharoina. Ava Lefonov. Avada you make a brach. Mitzvah Levarich. Call on Mitzvah. Oive Lassi Yosem. You make the bracha. Oive. You make the bracha right before. So you have, of course you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha before you say a halal. Now then it goes into a tangent. The Gemara means three makaris. What is it? Ramai, Mashm, the high Oive, Lishna, the Akdume. Oive you make the bracha right before. Right before you do the mitzvah, the Amar Rav Nachman, the word oiver is an unusual word. What does it mean you make a bracha oiver? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so the Gemara answers, the Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, they'll say, Vayaretz Achimatz, Derech Hakikar Achimatz. This was the slave, right? He was a slave? I don't know. Achimatz, he went to tell David. He went to tell David that Avshalom died. He went to tell David that Avshalom died. No, wait, what happened? Yeah, right. I think it was right. Achimatz, Derech Hakikar. I don't remember. I forgot already what happened. Vayavor es akushi. The Kushi was on the way to tell the news to David, and Achimatz overtook him. So oyve means oyve lasios, you overtake. I remember a pam zechet sarag levrach explaining this Gemara. I remember very little from it, but I remember this. He explained this Gemara. It means, what does this mean over here? Put on tefillin. When do you make the brach when you put on tefillin? So you, if not for the halach of oiver l'asiyasan, you would say you take out before you open the bag. You have in front of you tefillin zekel, and you have not yet opened up the ritzus, and you make a brach asher kedushan b'mitzvos v'tzivon l'lohan yach tefillin. You open the bag, take out the shalyat, take off the ritzus, put it on, and tie it. That would make perfectly logical sense. Along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says you make the brach oiver l'asiyasan, and the Gemara's example is. The Achimatz overtook the Kushi. In other words, the Kushi is do the mitzvah. Open up the tefillin bag, take out the tefillin, put it on your arm. You're already going. You're ready. You partially begin the mitzvah. You already took out the tefillin, you took off the ritzuas, you put the tefillin on your arm. And you have it all in position, so you're already in the process.
You didn't tie the knot.
Like the Kushi. It's like the Kushi. The Kushi is on the way. He's on the way. He's just about ready to reach David. And then suddenly, Achimatz overtakes the Kushi and tells David what happens. Same thing. Tefillin, you're in motion. The tefillin is in motion. You took the tefillin out of the box. It's on the arm. You have your hand ready to go push down to tie. All of a sudden, Achimatz comes. Oh, the bracha. The bracha overtakes you. If not for this pasuk of what does it mean oiver l'asiyasan with the example of Achimatz and the Kushi, you would think you make the bracha when the tefillin is in the bag, or at least you're holding it in your hands. You wouldn't think that you should make the bracha when the tefillin already is on your arm, and only thing you need to do is to pull down. Another example.
Didn't he beat him up? Didn't he beat him up, the Kushi?
I don't know. I haven't learned this in a very long time. If I ever did, I don't remember the whole story. But the point is, the Kushi was on the way there, and Achimatz overtook him. So you make a bracha to Zelbazach. Another example. Why do you cut the challah Friday night? Some of the minig, they take the knife and they make a mark in the challah. Why are you making a mark? Who asked you to make a mark in the challah? What did the challah do to you? What it do to you? You have to go make a mark in the challah. Who asked you? So you'll tell me, oh, you have to show the most burned part. Excuse me, Today, you don't need to do that. Today, everyone knows it's all the same. What, the answer is, you're making the bracha oiver lasiyasa. You already start to cut the challah. You start to cut the challah. And now,
that's
wait a minute.
That's why you do it?
One of the reasons. I start to cut the challah. And now, the achimatz overtakes you.
Why do you have to make the bracha? Why do you have to start cutting before the bracha?
Because that's exactly what oiver lasiyasa means. Oiver lasiyasa means achimatz and the kushi. The kushi was in motion. It was in motion, and now you have to overtake it. In other words, when you do the mitzvah, you have to start doing the mitzvah, and then the bracha at the very last second overtakes you.
Lulav doesn't seem to be connected. You just do this thing, and then make the bracha. You could wait 30 seconds after you do the scratch. And
that's not correct. You're supposed to go make the mark right before you make the bracha. So it should be oiver lasiyasa. Lulav and esrog. When do you make the bracha? You're holding the lulav and the esrog in your hand. The only thing is that the esrog is upside down. Who told you to do that? Put it on the table. Don't touch it. And make the bracha. And then pick them both up. No, that's not called oiver lasiyasa. Oiver lasiyasa means I've already started the mitzvah. Ulekachtem lochem pri tzad. I've already taken it. I'm already in motion. Only thing I have to do is just turn it upside down. Right before you finish off the mitzvah, you make the bracha. All of the mitzvahs that you do, it's always begeder. You start, and then you overtake it. Mezuzah. When you make a bracha on the mezuzah, me'ikar had, then you have to move into the house. You don't make the bracha. You can do the heterim, whatever. You make the bracha before, you plan to move in. But me'ikar hadin, you have to already be inside, and then, I'm already now in the house. Now I go and I put up the mezuzah. So you have to be a dar. You have to already be a begeder dar you have to already have moved in, and then you put the mezuzah up. Every mitzvah has its unique ativas atalas. When you make the bracha, when the talis in the bag, you put the talis over your head. It's already on you already. The only thing left you have to do is to do the atis, to go throw it onto the side. It's already 95% done already. Wouldn't it make more sense to go and when the tefillin is in your hands and you're holding on to it, you make the bracha and then you put the talis on? No, you have to start the mitzvah, be in motion, and then right before you do the last detail to which you mekayim the mitzvah, you have to overtake the mitzvah by making a bracha. Okay, four examples. The best example is the one that people don't talk about is cutting the challah. When you cut the challah, you make that mark, it's together, you start to cut. So do you make the mark during the weekday? No, you know why? Because the cutting of the bread on Shabbos is not just Birchas Hanenin. When you cut the bread on Shabbos, this is an under the Zach. It's together, Birchas HaMitzvahs. The achila of the lechem on Shabbos is a different type of achila. It's an achila l'chvoid, the mitzvah of covered Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos. So it's not just the mitzvah of Achilu. During the weekday, people don't do this. They don't go cut the challah, cut the bread first, and then make the hamayitzi. Only on Shabbos. Because during the weekday, it's purely Birchas Hanenin. But Shabbos is the din of Lechem Mishneh. This is the din of Kavod Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos. You have to have Shalom Bayis. You have to have Neros to see the bread. It's a different type of bracha. In the mail, it has to be done together the way you show Lel Shabbos, that it's not just a Birchas Hanenin. But it's the Birchas HaMitzvahs, is to do it in an oifen of mitzvahs. And by mitzvahs, you have the principle of oiver lasiyasa, which means you have to start and then overtake it by making the bracha. And that's what you do. You start to cut and you overtake it by making the bracha. Hear the words?
When do you make a bracha by the bris?
Same thing. The baby has to be already. I don't know all the gory details, but it's also the same thing. You already start the process. I think they do before the Priya.
What does that mean?
I think they actually first cut the baby.
Cut the baby first, then they make the bracha?
I believe so. Before they remove the Arla. They make the cut, and then they have to remove the Arla and do the Priya. I think they do it first. They first make the cut, and then they make the bracha, and then the mace of the Arla, and then they do the Priya.
Most babies don't know. They cry before they start the
That's right. That's a fact. the babies cried not because of the cut, they cried because of the moil chappas with the baby. That's a fact. The babies cry, the reason why babies are crying is not because of the incisions, because the preparation. And that's why a good moil, a very good moil, will do all the preparation before outside the room. That's what they do. All the good moil. If you want to be hired again to come back, you don't want the baby to cry too much. Because if the baby cries too much, you'll never get a job. So that's a fact. I'm telling you a fact. What they do is they do all the preparation, mamish, everything that they can possibly do when the baby is not in the room, so no one hears the baby cry. Then they bring the baby in, and they just 1, 2, 3, they do it. Right? Belsky, Zeichet Tzak Livracha, he didn't have time for all this nonsense. He didn't have time for all this. You want me to be the moil? I'll be the moil for you. I'll be the moil. He comes, he did all the preparation right there on the spot. And the baby would scream its head off. People would go crazy. What's going on over here? The baby is not crying by Rabbi Belsky's brisim any more than they cry by any other bris. The only difference is Rabbi Belsky is not into theatrics. And he don't want to be the mom. I won't be the mom. I'm not here for fun. I'll be the mom. I'm very busy. I'll come when I can come, and I'll do all the preparation on the spot. He was the only one who did mitzitzah b'peh k'halach. Most moilim I saw, they just kissed the baby. They kissed the baby. That's all they do. Rabbi Belsky, he was still. It says in the Rambam, you have to be moitzitz the dam mi mekoymoy sorachoygen. He did a real mitzitzah b'peh. He was the only one that did a real mitzitzah b'peh. He held all the mitzvah that people were doing, not worth anything. They're not worth anything. Well, appeals the people they do today, it's not worth. That's not. Vaita. Okay, next Gemara. Omar Abaya. Lo yishanu el lachavel ufanim mitzvah levercha do amir b'hido mishmul kol mitzvah milk akukula amvarchalim oiver lasiyosan my mashai oiver lishnu d'akdumihu do amir rav nachma yitzik d'chsev v'yor tzachimatzir chakikar v'yavores akushi. Abaya mamiyach, another makar. Vuhu Ovar Lifnehem. Hashem was Ovar Lifnehem. Okay, now this is said by Yitzhak, the same exact thing. Ovar Lifnehem, and that means that what is it there in Rashi? It says there in Rashi that Klal Yisrael, they were being chased by Vuhu Ovar Lifnehem. Hashem passed in front of them. The Anani HaKavod that was behind, it went in front of them, also overtook them. For who of our lifnehem, Hashem went in front of them. Same idea to overcome you. Klal Yisrael was traveling in one direction, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, went over. It was behind, and went now in front of them. The same type of principle is to overtake you. And the third one is the Melech HaMashiach. It says Melech HaMashiach, by saying Yehoch v'yivavav malkab lifnehem v'yashem b'raisham. The Melech HaMashiach is going to be Oyver malkam lifnehem. V'Hashem b'Roisham. The Melech HaMashiach is also going to be behind us, and he's going to overtake us. He's going to be behind us, and he's going to go in front of us, overtake us. And Hashem is b'Roisham. Hashem is in front of us. Okay, this is a very mystical pasuk which only be understood when Mashiach will come very, very soon, when the Mashiach will reveal himself. We ask Marcus Lehman II to reveal himself. The Melech HaMashiach. Are you the Melech HaMashiach? Okay, Vaita. And before we go, I want to say one merdik yisoid. Whenever you have a bracha in the beginning at the end, it creates a sandwich, which means you're not allowed to be mafsik. For example, are you allowed to talk when you eat food? I eat food, I make a bracha, and I eat a small amount, I eat a mashahu, I eat a teeny amount of bread. Once I put into my mouth a teeny amount of bread, I'm allowed to talk all I want. And I can keep on eating, right? I can eat, and I can talk, I can eat. Once you yoytze, you put the food in your mouth, that's it, you're done. I can now eat and talk, because as long as there's no hefsek between the bracha...
Except at the Seder night.
Kazayis. Until you eat a kazayis. Okay, fine. Well, what about the hamoytze? The hamoytze is not called a bracha la'achareihen. The hamoytze is a separate... I mean the brachas hamazon. The brachas hamazon is considered to be completely separate. There's the bracha rishayna, and then you have to do a ma'isa mitzvah, a ma'isa of eating the food. Question. Kriyas ha-Torah. You make a bracha in the beginning, a bracha at the end. It's a set. The two brachas, asher bochar banu, and asher nosan lanu, is a set. Question. Are you allowed to talk with the miracles of Torah? The one who gets the aliyah. He gets the aliyah. He makes the bracha asher bochar banu. And you lay in for him three psukim. Is he allowed to talk now? No, you're not allowed to talk. Why not? Because there's a set. Whenever
so
you.
What happens if he talks? He has to make Kasher Bracha Banu over again?
Halacha Lamaisa, no, but he's not allowed to. Halacha Lamaisa, no, but he's not allowed to talk. Food, lechatchila, you're permitted to talk. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, being that it's a set, there's a bracha lefoneha, a bracha liachareha, and they're connected, you're not allowed to talk in the middle. Food, you don't have a bracha afterwards. It's a separate bracha. Birchas HaMazon is separate. There's only bracha rishona. Okay, another example. Haftorah, same exact thing, the Haftorah. Haftorah. Now here's the question. What about Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther, bracha lefoneha, bracha liachareha. Now according to most rishonim, you're allowed to talk out. You're really allowed to talk during Megillas Esther. Once you lay in three psukim, then you can talk in Megillas Esther because the bracha at the end is not a real bracha. That's a bracha shevach. That's not really part of the Megillah. You're allowed to talk at the end. Here is the big nafkamina. This is the very big nafkamina over here. Hallel. Some have a minute to make a bracha in the after. Some do not. Lamai nafkamina. Are you allowed to talk? Are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of hallel? If you hold that you have a bracha liacharecha, that's part of the set. A bracha, like Birchas HaTorah, Asher Bochar, Asher Nosan, then you're not allowed to be mafsik during Hallel. But if you hold that, no, you don't need to make a bracha. There's no bracha. There's only a bracha Rishayna for Hallel. There is no bracha Rishayna. Then it's like food. Then you can be mafsik in the middle. As long as the end of the day, in other words, you say part of the Hallel now, and then when you finish, you say the Hallel later on. That's exactly what we do on Pesach night in the Seder. The Lil Seder, what do you do, Shlomi, Lil Seder? The Lil Seder, you say Chatzi Hallel before you eat, and you're mafsik. And then you're mafsik, and then you go and you do it. How could you do that? How could you be mafsik? There's no bracha Rishoina, and there's no set. You don't have a set of a bracha Rishoina, bracha Charoina. Memela, there's no problem. You have a chiv to say Hallel, Gezun Dehait, so you can say Hallel here and there. Only when you create a structure of a bracha rishayna with a bracha charayna, then whatever is in the middle is sacred, cannot be separate. You're not allowed to be mafsek. Do b'dikas chametz. Are you allowed to talk in the middle of b'dikas chametz? Everyone talks during b'dikas chametz. You start b'dikas chametz, you make a bracha, al bir chametz, and you do some searching for 5-10 minutes, and then what happens? Oh, you got a phone call. Tell them, I'll call them back in half an hour. People do it all the time. Oh, how can you be mafsik? Teretz says there's no bracha acharoina for bir chametz. When you have a mitzvah, only the bracha rishoina, and it's not closed, it's not standard, the bracha acharoina, then there is no vacuum that prevents you from being mafsik. And then that's why Megillas Esther, the bracha acharoina is not a real bracha acharoina, it's just the bracha shevach. They put it in the middle. That's why you're mafsik. I once had a mitzvah when I was a little kid. My father sent me to lane for this fellow. He was a very old man. I started to lane for him. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings. This guy was like in a total amart. And he opens up the door, and he has this whole long conversation with this guy. And I'm sitting with Lane McGill. I'm like, what in the world? I'm blooming in Gilla. And then he goes, and I finish the Megillah. And I go home, I tell him, I don't know, a Yaitse? I read Lane the Megillah, a parak or two, and then all of a sudden, the doorbell rings, and he has, and then we go back to finish it off. Yes, you are Yaitse. Because me'ikar hadin, you don't need to. You there's no halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsik. Well, machmir, of course, lechatchila you shouldn't be mafsik. But me'ikar hadin, there's no hefsik because there's no real bracha acharoina. There's only bracha rishoina. Okay, let's go weiter. Halokeach lulu mechavero b'shvius noisnu eshik b'matan. This is nogei halacha lemaisa this year, not this year, next year. This year there are no laws of shmita. The laws of Shemitah first, though, it's not true right now. Elul, in Chodesh El, Shemitah already has begun. All of the restrictions of El have already been put in motion. You know that the month before Rosh Hashanah, there are a lot of things that you're not allowed to do. We are already in motion. Are you aware of that? Shemitah this year, when they blow the shofar, Rosh Chodesh El, last, when was Rosh Chodesh? Last Sunday, we're already 8 days into Elul. 8 days into Elul. What's the famous word? Even the fish, Shebayam, shake in Elul. How could we not shake in Elul? You know why? You know what they say? Why is the fish of the Yam? because the fish were not nichlal in the gezerah of Churbin at the Mabul. The whole world was destroyed, but not the fish. But Elul, even the fish are nervous. Fish are the creatures that are the least nervous, because when Hashem destroyed the world, because kihishkas kol bosros daka al aretz, the fish were nervous. They didn't suffer from the Churbin. But Elul, even the fish are nervous. So if the fish are nervous, halachas kam v'kama, how much more so we should be nervous. You hear the vart?
Sounds fishy.
I'll tell you a lot of Guverloch tonight. You get this on the Shruli channel? This is Shruli channel?
I'm gonna have to set up, gonna have to tell out all these devartaries.
They're not interested in me. You know why? Shlomi, look. Shlomi, you know why?
Because you have a lot of money.
Weiter. Alokeach lulav mechavera b'shvies noisnoi eshek b'matana. So the esher is a gift, is a matana. What about the lulav? Lulav is not called peiros. The prohibition is only fruit and vegetables, not sticks. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names. What's the nusach?
Never harm me.
It's not just man from fakert. It's the names that cause you more tsar. But in any event, fruit. So the prohibition of shvis only applies to the esro, the citron, not to the sticks, not to the lulav frond. Halakech lulav mechaveh b'shvias nes nesu b'matan l'fi she'ein reshay l'loik choy b'shvias. You're not allowed to buy it in shvias. Next year, not this year. Next year, habol lein l'toiva. That's halacha. You show them that when you go buy an esher, you go show them this mishnah. I get it for free. It says beferish the mishnah. Cannot go against the mission. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh get a free Eshrig next year. Okay, Loi Rotsa now Rashi. What is Rashi? Vesel Kech Lulav Mechavera Linira. The Lokech Lulav Me'am Aretz Gar Sinan. Now this Rashi is the Barvusa Rashi. Rashi in the whole Shas. Is there any Rashi in the whole Shas that says Linira? Rashi says Nira Li. This is one of the trivia questions they ask in Jeopardy. You know that?
This is the
only place in the whole Shas where Rashi says linear, a linear. It's usually all the way around. It's nearly. What's the chilik?
What's a Chinese name?
Why over here does it say linear? Dafka in the case of Shvius? Shmita la Hashem.
So what is that?
I don't know. You have to figure this out. This is the only place that says Shemusach linear. It says here, mechaveroi. You would not call an amoretz, legabi chaver, you would not call him a chaver. Ravi lokech, nami amoretz, mitzai islam. Will you listen to him? Lahach the chaver, choshes, the case of it is going, nachamol. You're buying a lulav, me'am ha'oretz, you're the Talmud Chacham. And you're buying it from an Adi'iba Amo Oretz Kamari, Kidamina Migamara. If the Linira da Lokeach Lulav me Am Oretz Garcina, the ha, don't be goyres. Do not be goyres the word Chaveiro, because that word will not make any sense. Because the word Chaveiro automatically means we are one and the same. There's a brotherhood, a fraternity. If you go with the word mech, so that means they're both chaverim. If they're both chaverim, you have nothing to worry about. He's not going to go sell you an nesher that's shvius. And if they're both amaratzim, they don't care. Both of them don't care. And if you want to go say that the person that's buying is nama aretz and the one that's selling is a chaver, you don't call them. We're not chaverim. We're not friends. We're not part of this fraternity. So the only way that can make sense, you have to change the girsa. There's no possible way to make sense of the mission that says the word chaveiro. You have to change the girsa to alokeach chaver me'am haaretz. Okay?
All right.
That's why Rashi is li nire. What's a stronger expression? Nire li or li nire? I don't know. You have to think about this. It's a much stronger expression, right? It's a much stronger. Li nira means it sounds like Rashi is so positive about this. I have no doubt about this. This is the human condition, Rashi. Because there's no way a chaver and a ma'aretz see eye to eye. You can't call them chaveru, you can't call them chaverim. Chaverim call Yisrael. What does that mean? You say this in Birchash Chodesh. Chaverim call Yisrael. Really? Really? The Gans Klai Shal Chaverim?
My friend, Yashikaya. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Laila Tov.
May the good job of the public.